Okay, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today we have a two-hour show. And hopefully you're all on and you have the fast chat up. If you don't have it up and you'd like to communicate with us, then it's above the blinking flower. Click on it, minimize it down, and then scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar for the beautiful light beam to come up. And as she's there, then you can maximize your fast chat so you can talk with us. So we're starting our show tonight, and I will say this is, for this year, this is show number 94. And then we have a few other ones, maybe 10 of those, I'm guessing, from last year. So we have a lot of shows with healing on the archives here. So just I want to give a little plug for that. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone. Thanks for bearing with us. We're starting a few minutes late tonight. But we have a wonderful show in store because we have a special two-hour show thanks to the person that normally comes after us on Wednesday night, Troika St. Germain, who has a wonderful show. And as she's traveling, we're going to be able to use her hour. So that's very wonderful of her. And tonight's theme is healing with divine energies of masters, saints, and angels. So we have a wonderful evening in store. And like Ron said, if you can and you'd like to communicate to us through the fast chat, you can bring that up on your screen. And also make sure to bring up the beautiful light being who's, who you can get to by clicking on Creation Lightship Healing because we'll be doing some healing through her as well. So without further ado for this evening, Ron, let's get started here tonight with some healings. I think people have waited long enough. So over to you.
Okay, so what we're going to first do is activate this beautiful light being in front of you. And she'll come in and start doing some wonderful healing with you. And then we'll probably go up to the light ship in about 10 minutes from now here. So, again, just look at her on your monitor screen. And some people actually feel the like the hair on their body stand up when she energizes because she's such a high, beautiful frequency here. So she's coming now into this picture. And if you're skeptical, don't worry about it. She'll be there anyway. But you may want to just look at her, blink your eyes a few times. You may want to move your head from side to side. And she's activating herself right now. The colors normally change, and they're very subtle. And she's changing the colors right now. And her face is lifting off my monitor screen a little bit, becoming a little more three-dimensional. And you may start to feel your heart connection with her. Remember, the light ship only is in the now, and they only work heart to heart. And so if you're trying to find your energy in your head, it won't be there. It'll go to your heart first. Unless she's doing healings inside of your head or something, then you may feel energies there, but it's always a heart connection. So just kind of sit back and relax, and she's getting fully energized now. And if you wish to put your hand, your palm facing your monitor, you could be 6 inches to a foot away and move it back and forth from left to right slowly across your monitor screen. And you may feel that energy as your hand is in front of her. And what she's going to do now is some heart healing for everyone. And to help her out, we're going to do a chakra alignment. So just sit back and relax. The light ship's going to work with your heart energy right now, and we're moving that so it's in the proper position. There we go. And now we're going to your throat chakra. That'd be chakra number 5. And now we're going to your 6th chakra, your third eye, number 6. Perfect. Now we're going back down to your heart center. Excuse me. Well, we'll go to the heart center. Yeah, she wants to go to the heart center the second time. So here we go. Heart center again. Now we're going to the 3rd chakra, number 3. Okay. And number 2, great, and number 1, base of your spine here. There we go. So I'll put some music on here, and you can just enjoy this wonderful healing that she's going to do with you. Request your healing. Remember, the light's only in the now, and they see everything in perfection for moment by moment by moment. So request healing, and we'll see you back in a couple minutes here. Thank you. They should feel pretty balanced right now. So we're going to bring in, as a request here, the request is to bring Buddha through. So we're going to bring Buddha down from the creation light shift. This is his first creation energy of his spirit. And here he comes here. So he's going to come through the light being on the screen here. And you may actually see the energies change a little bit as he comes in. So we're going to ask this beautiful light being to step aside. And she'll probably leave it about 20% with her energy to hold the space here for this beautiful love energy into your room. And now Buddha is going to be energizing this light being here. And he's coming in. And again, request healings and guidance. And here we go. See you back in about a minute or so. To step back and out of the picture here. We'll bring in Kuan Yin for everyone to experience here. Kuan Yin. So here comes Kuan Yin. I don't think he wanted to leave, but here comes Kuan Yin. So coming in now. Beautiful. Oh, boy. Very, very strong female presence here. And you should probably all be sensing that, too, as this energy is coming in. And this energy helps to get rid of, say, bad Scoobies out of your living room, entities, et cetera, too, as they filter through and come around you. Again, everything that the light ship does for you is basically instantaneous. And unlike other modalities here on this earth plane, you don't have to work anything out. They do it for you. So you just need to show up. So here we go. Here's some more music here again. And here is Kuan Yin. One other energy here, and we'll bring in many energies. We're going to bring in Janina, the commander of the Creation Light Ship. She's my apprentice partner on the Light Ship. Remember, I'm up there working just like I'm working down here as a doctor. Here I'm a doctor, here I'm a regular person. So here we go. I'm going to bring in Janina, and she's going to bring in her healing team for us here. And she's indicating that she's going to bring in five teams through this photograph. Each team is three doctors, and they're all females. So that's three times five is 15, plus her. You're going to have 16 beautiful light beings in your room. And again, just sit back and relax. And here they come. And you should start to feel these energies come in. Oh, how beautiful. Thank you, Janina. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that was a wonderful, wonderful treat. Wow, it feels so good, so peaceful.
So we're going to be going to the light ship right now, and we'll be going there for probably about 5 minutes or so. And the healings before that we just got through doing will work on the archives. Now, the light ship healings, you have to be on the program live. You can still listen to us talking if you're on the archives, but you will not be going to the light ship. And please don't ask to go because you won't be going there. I hate to have you be abducted by our other negative ships that are out there doing abductions. So don't ask, please. Our Federation is not protecting us all the way yet from these negative beings that are around us here. So here we go. And the light ship only works in the light. It created you and everything that you see with spirit, soul, energy. And right now it's here to do the ascension process. It's the same ship that Jesus used for his healings and his teachings. This is where he resides and came down from. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up to the light ship, just think of them in your consciousness, and maybe even a garden or flowers. And you may sense a beautiful white light tunnel being formed around you from the light ship. You're going to be taken up out of time. You're still going to be here, so you're being bilocated. You'll still feel your body here. You can talk, nothing to fear. But when you're not here, like remember your vibration being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. When you're not here, you will be in physical form, remanifested on the light ship. So here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. And what we brought up with us now is going to another special healing ship, and we're now having our body scan to acknowledge and to see who we are. They have to understand our frequencies, what type of life forms we are, and they also see what's wrong with us physically. These healings are for physical healings, basically only on the light ship. Everything else is done down here. So here we go. We're now talking in the next room, which is the orientation room. We're selecting the different teams, the different races of light beings to be working with us. This is their first incarnation. And what I will say is this coming Saturday, we're going to be bringing in these light beings to you and describing how they look, and they're going to be coming to the show on Friday. And there are races that we know about, like the Enlightened Grays, like the Palladians, like the Arcturians, and there's many, many other ones that are coming in. So we're going to have to, you'll be able to experience those energies this coming Saturday. So we're now going into the first room, and we're going to go in for detoxification. So on the light ship, they have large hot tubs. Each one of us has our own particular doctor team. And we're going into the hot tubs now. Our energies will never mix on the light ship. So don't worry about being there together. So here we go. We're in the hot tubs right now. There's many different colored gels. And I'm watching up there right now. There's pink gel. There's green gel. There's orange. There's a really, really dark purple. There's like a root beer colored with bubbles. And there's naturally gold and silver. So you're a free choice now. I think most want to go into the gold to experience that golden energy. So we're going into that right now. And this is wonderful. You might feel these different patterns of energies around you. So I'll let you experience the hot tubs here. And some people are maybe cold and some could be too warm. So if that's the case, you can request your energy to change a little bit. If you want to feel your body cool down or heat up slightly, you can request that now inside of your head. And we'll put some music on as you're in these beautiful hot tubs here. And we'll see you back maybe in a half minute or so. So just request your healings. And we'll see you in a few here. to another couple rooms here. The first room we're going into is a room where they're going to be working with our muscles in our back, releasing tension from us. So if we have any concerns there, request that. We're also going into another room where they can help us release physical body pain. And the third room we're going into is a room where they have the large amethyst crystal shield. And it's just very beautiful. We're levitating in this particular room, so just kind of sit back and relax. And then we'll be coming back here and see what your comments are. So have a wonderful time. Remember, you have to request your healing because the light always sees you in pure perfection each moment. So when you want to change your perfection from one moment to the next, you have to request it. They'll never do anything against your free will. So just start requesting your healings, and I'll see you back in a few minutes here. Any concerns there, request healing right now too in this room. We're in all the rooms at the same time. Back right now. So we're giving thanks for these wonderful light beam doctor teams for working with us here. And we're going into the orientation room and then into the transporter room, and they're bringing back our animals, pets, flowers, gardens, etc. And we're just getting ready to come back down through the beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back down, and now we're here. So anyone wants to comment on their healings, you can do so at this time on the fast chat. And how are you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing very well, really loving this. So we do have some questions on the fast chat. Maybe this would be a good time to address some of those. If you'd like to, we have Ed asking earlier about how to tell if a speaker or a teacher is teaching duality or non-duality.
Well, like I always say, I go back to the teachings of Jesus, is not to go outside of yourself and project your energy and get away from your head energy. So go into your heart center. So we'll do that right now for everyone. So again, just sit back and relax, and we're going to connect your consciousness, your thoughts, to your heart. It could be your lower self, your ego. There's different words for this here, but mainly it's where you go to get your information. So, and you don't want to get it out of your head. That could be entities. So you definitely want to go to your heart center. So we're going to drop you down into your heart. And then from there you ask your spirit to bring in those energies to you or to get confirmation there. So here we go. If you can visualize, you can do that. You can visualize the 10th floor on your forehead and the first floor in your heart. We're going to drop you down. The Creation Lightship will make this connection for you, so you should be able to do it very easily whenever you choose to on your own. And here we go. So we're dropping yourself down, your waking consciousness. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, now you're in your heart. We'll do it a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you should probably be hearing me with your ears on your heart right now. This is normally the way you would tend to sense energy, like it's coming from your heart center, that you're receiving from your heart. So the question was, how do I tell if somebody's, in a sense, in the light or giving you proper information? Go right to your heart and listen. And ask your spirit to direct the energy to you into your consciousness from there. So if you call upon, say, one of the archangels to come to you for assistance, you want to make sure that that archangel is not being played out by someone else who wants to come in that name of that archangel, for instance. Maybe a clone or just somebody who wants to represent the energy. So go to your heart and then ask your spirit through your consciousness of thinking to bring in, say, Archangel Michael. And then your spirit will do that. And this is where you're going to receive Archangel Michael in your heart. And at that point, you're going to know that you have the one that you're asking for. Remember, the dark side mimics the light. And this is how it is down here, unfortunately. So you want to always connect and get your own spiritual guidance from within. That's what Jesus is teaching. Go within to find the kingdom. So that's the whole process of what this the Creation Lightship is here to do, is to teach you and to help you to do that, to get out of your head and to go inward for this information. So it's like Brian says his shoulders feel better. That's good. Anything else on Fast Chat, Sylvia, that we need to talk about?
Well, just adding a little bit more to what you said about in answer to Ed's question. If anyone is teaching you to go outside of yourself for any external sources for your spirituality instead of teaching like Jesus did to go within, then that really is based on duality, because it's teaching you to that you're not whole and complete and that you need to go outside of yourself, which is basically a separation from the divine. So that's another way you can tell. And like Ron said, always go within to get your guidance. And Ron, about the Masters, Saints, and Angels, you mentioned a little bit ago when you were bringing in Buddha and Kuan Yin that you were bringing in their first cause energy. And for people that might not be familiar with that, maybe you could explain a little bit about the first cause energy and the difference between bringing in these energies directly from the Creation Lightship or having them have to come in filtered down through the Federation energy.
Yes, so this gets a little difficult to talk about and describe for the newcomers here. If you've been on my show before, you probably have heard me talk a lot about this here. Basically, the Galactic Federation, which is kind of like our UN here on this planet, is a clearinghouse for beings that come in here. And they're supposed to keep out everything that's negative and hold spiritual integrity. So we all kind of would like to have that happen so that we don't have bad weather patterns here, so we don't have famine, we don't have wars, anything like this. We don't have, hurricanes, tornadoes. We don't have, even corruption of some of the governments, we'll say, and everything else. Everything here was created in love and light. And so the Galactic Federation is responsible keeping their spiritual integrity at 100%. And so as they're supposed to be keeping this, then we would have this wonderful planet here to live on. Well, they kind of slipped, and to me they got inside, you know, in bed with the dark side. And being in bed with the dark side means they're getting some kind of payoff somewhere down the line. And the dark side is here to take our energies, which is why we have a lot of mind control off-planet being beamed to us. So everybody on the planet is definitely affected. A lot of speakers talk about the governments, et cetera. Well, it's typically not really their fault. They're just being targeted extra strong, and they, I'm sure, would like to be in love and light also if they had the chance to. So naturally, this is the fault of the Federation not helping us here. So basically, when I started my mission here about 2.5 years ago, the light energy onto this planet was about 20%. So if there's 20% light, then the other 80% is darkness or non-light. And so this is kind of where we are right now, although it's increased quite a bit. And the light now is here about 38%. So then we have 62% darkness. So what happens is when the beings come down from the light ship, they come into the Federation. This is like the clearinghouse. And they come in there, and that's where a lot of them still resides in this dimensional energy, because they normally won't come from the light ship directly. They'll come into the Federation. And so then when you call upon these beings, they may not be completely in their whole spiritual integrity. So their energy will be a little more diluted out. So then you want to use the discernment there on what they're telling you, because the darkness can still creep into them. And I might be stepping on some toes here, because some of you may have had some masters for years and years and years of some of these people, but just kind of listen to what I'm saying here without closing your mind off. And so what happens is that when they come in, they can't bring all of their high frequency. They would love to bring it into you, but they just can't because it's being blocked. So that's what I want you to remember when you turn my show off, is that the Federation is preventing our spiritual teachers and masters and saints and angels from coming in here in their full power. Okay, so they're the problem. Is the Federation is the problem. It's not the masters, because they're doing their damnedest to come in here. So the difference is from the light ship, I'm bringing in their first spirit creation energy. This is the highest form of frequency you can have coming into your location. It's not tainted. It's direct light energy coming to you. And this is what the difference is. So, and it's here to help you. So I guess we'll bring in, I love Mother Mary. So let's bring in Mother Mary. So here she comes. So we'll put some music on here. And we're just going to have her energy get increased here as she comes in. And she'll probably be at full strength here within probably about a half a minute or so. And she sometimes will bring in the fragrance of roses. So we'll just see what happens. Everybody has their own experience, but open your heart up. Remember, she'll connect to your heart center, not your mind. So here she comes. And just sit back and enjoy. that was joyful for everybody. So you may feel energies differently. We had a comment on the fast chat here from Aura about being a little lightheaded. I don't know if that's normal. Yeah, you can experience energies all different ways. Normally, it's a healing process. So your body will absorb the energy whatever way it can, and you may have a little physical sensation. Some people have tingles in their bodies. Some people feel like chills or waves of energy going up and down their spine. So everything is normal. Just know that the light is working with you at that time. So any other questions, Sylvia, that we need to address here?
Let's see. Well, we have a request for working on some emotional healing tonight. And we have a question about how do we tell that we have ascended?
Okay, well, the ascension process is when the creation light ship decides to do that. So what will happen is the whole universe will become dematerialized instantly, and then the spirit of whatever it's in charge of, we'll just say planet Earth here, then we'll just use that for an example. So the Earth spirit is choosing not to reform this Earth blueprint in 3D. And it actually gave up the Earth blueprint, and it will be turned over to some other spirit who wishes to take on the Earth blueprint. And it could go 3D somewhere else or even at a higher frequency. And so the Earth spirit has decided to go to eighth-dimensional reality. Now, these are terms that we have down here, okay? And my understanding and logic is that it's very possible that there could be duality on seventh dimension. I don't know. I'm just putting that out to you. So it decided to go to 8D so it could really enjoy a very peaceful reality. And it's already created its blueprint for its new Earth. And it's going to leave us, leave the Earth here and go somewhere else. So what happens is the whole universe, including yourself, will become dematerialized instantly. And then at that point, you will have the choice whether you want to ascend or not. Now, ascension is with your body. Your spirit is going to leave and be out of here anyway. And then it will choose to go where it chooses to go to. It's free choice on that part. But like I say, this is the opportunity, since your body has lived here, in theory, for 4,000 years in its genetic makeup. So now it's the gift that you can give your body to take it in full consciousness, in full physical form, to another reality. So, how much do you love your body? How much work are you doing to release your emotions so that your spirit can come more fully into your body? So, this is all your choice. The light ship doesn't really care if you take your body with you or not, because it's in non-judgment. But you have the opportunity to allow your body to grow spiritually at another consciousness. And like I said, it's your free choice. I think everybody on the planet here would love to do the ascension process. This is what Jesus taught, except the Galactic Federation cut his life short 18 years by killing him. And so the Earth did not choose to ascend, the Earth spirit. So we're repeating the cycle over again of 2,000 years. So the Earth is doing the same old thing 2,000 years twice, hoping that we, as the human race, will be able to evolve in consciousness. And it's not going to do it again for three times. Two times was enough. It's been there, done that, and it's leaving. So it's up to you to get your act together to do the ascension, if you choose to. Now, you can buy all the books you want on ascension, but the main thing is, if you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. So mentioned about emotional healing, so we're going to do this now for everyone. So again, just sit back and relax. We're going to go from this point in time, and this works with your emotional body, your spirit body, and your physical body. This will clear out the traumas that you have stored in yourself that you probably can't see, but you know about them because they keep recycling over and over again because your body wants to heal them to get relief and to go on to the next emotional density. So remember, history repeats itself, and so does the emotions. Like I tell people, it's like having your life is being played out like going to a large cinema, and you see the same movie, basically, in each cinema with different players. So here we go. This point in time right now, back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. This is released from the traumas out of these three bodies, plus probably many more, but we'll just talk about the three bodies. Go back one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. This is an instantaneous healing, and it's done. Just as I have spoken these words here, it's completed. If you want to close your eyes and look upon an event that caused you fear, pain, anxiety, whatever, look at that situation, maybe go back 3 years from now to now, and just look at different scenes in your life that you've experienced that you're kind of afraid to look at, and you should see that they are very, very distant to you. And just take a minute just to sample that energy. And you'll notice that there won't be that sting. You're going to feel that you're able to breathe into it and just look at it, and it's like somebody else's movie. It'll be very, very distant to you. And this is a wonderful healing. What I do, just take your age times $5. It takes about an hour to do over the telephone. All my healings are over the phone. If you're over 60, I don't charge over $300. You get a senior discount, and this is a wonderful healing to experience. If you do anything with me, I normally tell people to do this first because it's, you know, it just changes your life because you're put back into the moment, and this allows your spirit to be fully integrated with your body. So it's a big help because your spirit cannot and will not come into densities like emotions because the spirit does not resonate with emotional energies. It's not in judgment. And emotions are judgment. So, how are we doing, Sylvia?
Doing wonderful, and we are now in the 8 o'clock hour. And in honor of the Saint Germain show that's normally on at this time with Troika Saint Germain, I'd like to request bringing in Saint Germain, and maybe we can have his energy come in through the photo of the light being for people.
Okay, so here comes Saint Germain. So just kind of sit back and relax again, and we'll have Saint Germain come in from this beautiful photograph on your light, on your screen. If you're brand new to the program now, we'll just mention that Troika is in a sense on vacation. So this is the Creation Lightship show, just following her show. So we're here now, doing a two-hour show. So scroll down on your screens to get the beautiful light beam that's here. You'd have to go to my initial program, which would be tonight, Wednesday, Creation Lightship Healings. Click on it and then scroll down, and the light beam will be down about an inch on your monitor. So here comes Saint Germain. He's coming in from the lightship with his pure energy. And since he'll take probably about 20, 30 seconds here to get fully energized. And again, you can move your head back and forth on the monitor screen. You can put your hand in front of it, maybe 6 inches or so back, and feel his presence as he comes in. And I see him smiling a lot, so he's going to come in and bring some joy into our lives. So here he comes. I'll put some music on for you to experience him, and see you back in a few minutes here. And we'll bring in the Vata Flame energy also. So what we'll do, too, is this just came to mind. Up here in Mount Shasta, there's a place called Panther Meadows. And the legend has it that St. Germain was here, and there's a panther with him. So we're going to bring in the panther energy. So this will be very nice here. So here it comes. So we'll just bring this energy now into your room here. Through the light beam on the screen here, we'll use this as a medium here. And here comes that panther energy. Oh, boy, that feels very, very strong. Wonderful. So you're going to feel this energy. And let me know how it feels on the fast chat, people. And we'll put some music on again here. And see you back in a minute or so. Another divine energy here, and we'll bring in one of my favorites. They're all basically favorites to me anyway, but here Teresa would request Lady Nada, and we're going to bring her in right now. So here she comes, and you're going to feel this beautiful love energy coming through here, and here she comes. Oh, how beautiful. Very, very precious to me. Very sacred energy, very loving, very caring. And open your heart up. Remember, these life beings only work through the heart energy, not with the mind. And open your heart up. And here she is.
Thank you.
bring in Lady Nada here. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus now. Remember, these beings come to us in different forms. So this is Lady Nada is a twin flame of Jesus, and she also appeared in Mary Magdalene. But we'll bring in Jesus now, and here he comes, and you have the balance of both, in a sense, the male and the female energies here, of these two here. So here they come. So stronger, beautiful. Here comes Jesus coming into this photograph here, and you're going to feel his presence. He's popping right out now. And again, request your healings. The light ship only works in the now, and they only work through the heart. So request physical healings, and we'll have just a wonderful session right now with these two beautiful energies coming to you. Another creation light ship healing. And so, again, this will not work on the archives. You may be able to feel the energy from the light beam, but you will not be up on the light ship if you're not here live on the show. So just sit back and relax for those who are with me live, and we're going to be bringing you up to the light ship. And again, if you have any animals or pets, flowers, a garden, trees, that you'd like to bring up for healing, just think of those energies, those people, places, things right now. And they're coming up right now to the light ship. Remember, I made a mistake there. It's not people, because people can only come up when they're live. But some people do bring their relatives who have passed over. So we'll use that terminology here. So here we go. We're going up right now. And you're there. And again, they're doing our body scanning, and we're going into the orientation room where we're at free choice to select the team of doctors that we would like to work with. Each team typically is three male doctors, and people ask me, where are the females? Well, the females are here or there. I'm up there right now, so to me it's here. They tell the male doctors what to do, and they monitor our energies and talk with us, so they're the in-between between the doctors. And they're also doctors themselves. So what I'm going to do is give you all an experience right now. We're going to be working with the females. So we're going to do just a little slight facial on us here. They work with our skin if we have any problems with maybe scarring, maybe blemishes, pigment problems, maybe you've had a sunburn, anything that's your rashes, maybe a mosquito bite or something, or a tick bite, anything like that that's skin-related, I would like you now to just think about that and ask in your mind for healing. And we're in the rooms now, and we have these beautiful light beam females working with us. And we're going into another location, and this is where the males are. And they're going to be working with our hip joints and our back. So if you have any spine concerns, request it. They'll probably make your joints feel much better, much smoother. So request healing. And we'll be in one other room, too. We're going to go into the room where they have the beautiful swimming pools. They're filled full of this liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now are the dolphins. And there are three dolphins. There's one on each side of us and one on top of us. I'm going to bring in the dolphin energy into the light beam photo here. And you're going to have this, the dolphin energy with you. So I'll put the music on. And if you wish to move your hand in front of you, you're doing this on the light ship here, maybe about a foot in front of you. Move your hand from left to right and up and down. And you may even feel the texture of the skin of the dolphins. So request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. And we're going to have this wonderful healing session. So see you back in about 3 minutes. You may feel your cheeks sucking in slightly as they start working with your face for the facial. to one other room before we come back. We're going to go to the room where they can help us release physical body pain from us here. And we're also going into a room where they have some beautiful large quartz crystals. There's lots of these crystal clusters. So we're in this room right now. We're levitating, and definitely request your healings. And again, we're in another room with the little orbs. These beautiful little orbs are going to help us do some healing work. So you must request healing, and see you back in a few minutes before we come back. To come back here, so we're coming back down, and we have our animals and pets with us, and maybe our garden, whatever we brought up here. And I'd like everyone, if you could, to just maybe get up and kind of stretch and walk around for about a half a minute and just see how your body feels. And if you want to do a comment on the fast chat, you can. And next we're going to bring in another divine energy, so you can do this as you're walking. We're going to bring in Saint Bernadette. So we'll bring her in through the light beam here on your screen. So here she comes. And again, just kind of twist and stretch and just see if you have any bones that are kind of popping back into place or anything. You might feel a little taller even. You might feel aches and pains that have left you. So here we go. She's coming in, this beautiful Saint Bernadette. Okay. We'll put some music on again, let you enjoy this session here. And if you're up, why don't you get a glass of water? Get like 8 ounces of water right now. And we'll do a charging from the light beam here in a couple of minutes. This I'll also be doing on our Saturday Lightship Healing coming up this Saturday. It's $60. It's a 4-hour conference call, and you're able to charge 7 gallons of water during this call. So it's very, very special. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, which is Pacific Standard Time. and it goes to 5 o'clock, and it's just a wonderful session to be on. If you're interested, you can give me a call, give me an email, and we'll get back with you. You can just send me a check in the mail or a money order, and we'll give you the numbers to call in on. So here we go. This is very wonderful. Here's Saint Bernadette. Again, request your healing. The light only works in the now. Another divine energy here for everyone to experience. I'm going to bring in the energy of Metatron. So he'll come in through this beautiful light beam here. And yes, I do this light ship healing for ascension process and preparation once a month. It's normally on the third Saturday. So we do it once a month for everybody. But I also have regular conference call sessions. And you can go to the Lightship for 1 hour of time, Mondays and Fridays, for only $20. So tell all your friends, and by all means, tell them to come on BBS here also. I'd like our show here to be the number one show of BBS. It's growing quite nicely, and we have a lot of people online. I get a lot of emails, and I love getting your emails for validation from your healings. It's so great. So tell all your friends about us here. So we're going to bring in Metatron, so here he comes. And just sit back and relax as he comes into your room here and request healings again. Okay, and bring in another divine energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene here. So here she comes. So again, she'll come in through this light beam and request healings. And she'll be wonderful as she comes into us to have us experience this wonderful healing here. So about a mental clearing. So we'll do a little sampling of that for everybody. So here we go. This is the same process. We're going to go back from right now to your last birthday. This is going to help clear your thoughts. This is going to help you get rid of mind chatter, make you think a little clearer. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, and first cleared. Okay. And that process now is completed. Like I said, these are probably about a 90% clearing. When I do your whole lifetime, if you choose to do this, then it'll be completely cleared for you. I'll do one other clearing here. We're going to do a clearing of your pain body. So here we go. Same process. The light ship is doing this work for you. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, and first cleared. There. So you should feel a difference now. If you want to just maybe stand up and twist a little bit, you can do that and just see how your body feels. And we're going to bring in this beautiful energy. I think we'll bring in the energy of this beautiful light being here. We'll bring in Janina into the photograph here. She'll come in and do some water charging. So you should have your glass of water in front of you now or around you. So put it in front of you. And you want to put one hand on each side of the water container. And I'm doing that myself. And she's going to be coming in through your heart chakra, not through the mind. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. This is the teachings of Jesus from the light ship. So everything works heart energy. So she'll be going through your heart, up to your shoulders, down your arms, elbows, wrists and fingertips, palm chakras, and she's activating this water. And this is just for you, a special water, and they'll put in special light codes in this water for what you need to have in your body right now. So this takes normally about 20 seconds to do.
And you'll want to taste your water before and after so you can see the difference.
Okay. As we already got started here. Thank you, Sylvia. So you can take a little sip of water now, if you like, and then we'll activate it stronger here for you. okay. And for me, my hands are getting kind of warm. They're tingling. So I know that something's happening in my glass here. And here we go. Looks like we're about done. So it's about 10 seconds more for everyone here. Okay. And take a sip of your water and just see how it tastes. Mine's always very silky, smooth, and juicy. Goes down instantly. And how's yours tasting, Sylvia?
Mine's almost like cream tonight. It's so silky. It's really kind of thick and silky and wonderful.
Great. So if anyone wants to comment on this here, you can. I'll do another sample healing here. We have a request for a sensory body. And this is for people who... you know, are maybe overloaded with their energy system. So here we go. So just, again, sit back and relax. Like I said, we're normally used to doing processing here. You go to a practitioner and they give you homework afterwards and you think that you have to work on yourself for the next week. The light ship doesn't not work that way. They're only in the now. The healings work in the now. And then they're done. So here we go. Sixth chakra from your present moment right now in time. Back to your last birthday. This is your sensory body, which, you know, we sense energies all different ways. And sometimes we get sensory overloaded. So here we go. We're going to clear these out for you. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and we'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There you go. So kind of look at your life, kind of look at your senses, maybe look upon a situation that you may have had, and you should feel your body relaxing now. A lot of people get sensory overloaded, so this healing helps that tremendously. You may feel that beautiful love energy coming into you. So, how are you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing very good. I don't see how you could not be doing very good with all this. It's just wonderful. So, let's see. We do have a question that came up earlier that we didn't get a chance to get to on the fast chat, which is something about, are there really 108 light ships?
Yeah, there's a lot of light ships out that are traveling, yes. That is correct. Yeah, they're very small ones. They go across the universe with a universal ship, so they're also helping out other dimensions. We used to use that terminology across the universe. Remember, the light ship is out of space and time, so it's not going to appear to us physically. Although it has created physical ships, one of those was the Star of Bethlehem. So they do this, but basically the ship is invisible. It has nothing to do with our 3D UFO people. That's the Galactic Federation. And the light ship did create all those beings in the Galactic Federation. And just like us, they have free choice whether they're going to hold their complete spirit light energy. And unfortunately, there are overseers here. And, you know, this is why we have problems here, because the Earth spirit never created itself in duality. It was strictly love and light. And they brought us down that way. So hopefully at some point, maybe after this shift, or Galactic Federation, which will have to turn into light, all these beings here, because if they don't turn into light, that means that they weren't created by the light, and they'll be like roosted out. So what happens is when the light ship comes, it brings everything back into light again. If it's not created by the light, then those vibrations, those beings that are soulless beings, spiritless beings, have a choice if they wish to come into the light, then they have to obey spiritual law, which is basically non-interference, and then you're able to create whatever you want to create. And the light does not judge you for what your creations are. So they do have that opportunity. And what happens is, at that point, once the light ship regains its territory back again, then it's recreated over again according to the spiritual blueprint that it created for the spirits, and then you're off doing another adventure someplace. So This is how the light ship works. So, looks like we have a water, yeah, the water is extra smooth, and it seems wetter. That's from Pranav, I hope I pronounced that right. If not, I'm sorry.
Well, I think another archangel on our list for tonight was Archangel Michael. So,
Of course. Yeah, let's bring in Archangel Michael. So here he comes.
And maybe we can also afterwards bring in Joan of Arc with him.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Okay, so here comes Archangel Michael. So just sit back and relax. You'll come in through the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen here. And this is going to be great. So he's coming in right now. I can feel his presence coming. And again, nothing for you to do. Just open your heart up and request some healing here. Joan of Arc, which I believe is his twin flame energy, and here she comes into your room also through this beautiful light beam. Me, so I'm going to do another healing. This is a feeling body healing that we had a request for. So here we go. The same process here. So we're going to go to your feeling energy body. So here we go. From this moment in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared there. So this should feel a little different for you as you check your feelings. Just kind of check your body out, see, you know, how it feels. Look at different events in your life now. Just sample and look at it and see how your body responds to it. You don't want to get too mental with this here because that's your mental body. You just want to see if you feel relaxed after looking at a situation that used to cause you trauma. And we'll do one more clearing. We'll do a trauma body clearing. This is goes a little deeper than the emotional one. So if you had any real major traumas, we'll do this one here. So here we go. Again, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next, again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So this is a very nice evening here. It's like we have a little bit over probably maybe upwards to about 15 minutes to go here. So what we're going to do is bring in some more energies here. And we're going to bring in the rainbow energy. And all of you may know this, but the rainbow was changed about 3 years ago. If you don't know about it, just look at the rainbow. You're going to see that all the colors are very vibrant because they went through a shift in consciousness already. And so did our trees, and the auras of our trees and our mountains have all shrunken down. It's very, very hard to see auras now along the side of trees and mountains. So here we go. This is going to be a wonderful healing of the new rainbow colors. So they're coming in right now. And again, just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. The creation light shift does the work for you. There's no processing involved. But you must ask for a healing because they always see you as perfect in divine perfection. So remember, you're created from love and you're experiencing an energy of love each moment by moment. FEMA requesting for the 12 angels. So, yeah, this is wonderful. We brought them in, I think, from the last show, and they're just great. So we'll bring in 12 angels, do this beautiful light beam photograph here, and just sit back and relax. And like I said before, request your healings. And remember, the light only works in the now. If it's not in the now, then it's in the matrix. So here we go. Anything on Fast Chat we need to talk about, Sylvia?
Well, let's see.
Well, this is a very sacred couple hours here, and a lot of people have probably been moved quite a bit with the energies here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and these energies are what Jesus used when he was here, 2,000 years ago. So you're actually having a sample of what he did on earth for the humans that he connected with at that time. So he did these in different ways and used the lightship for his healing. So you're being blessed at this time to be able to experience this here. The lightship will be here only until the universal shift occurs. So it's up to you to kind of get on board with yourself and to realize that, this is a very serious time to have your body do the ascension. And it's not the 100th monkey scenario, that one person can do the work and you can sit back and not. It's the fact that you have to do the work to bring your body with you. A lot of the New Age information is put out by the dark side, and they give a lot of false information. And so the whole process is to get into your body. And all you need is one book in your library, and with one page, and that one page, when you open it up, will just say, go within. And that's the Lightship's teachings. Connect with your spirit so you can be fully empowered in the divine energy so that you can take your body with you.
I'd like to take a moment to mention our Friday show for people. It's going to be Friday at 9 p.m., and this is a wonderful revitalizing show for your Friday evening, where Ron will be bringing in the energy of various crystals for healing and also full spectrum color frequencies and orbs and pure lightship oxygen, which is just wonderful for revitalizing your whole body. So please be with us 9 o'clock Pacific time on Friday for that. And then you want to mention something about the Saturday show, Ron?
Yeah, it's just a wonderful show. If you guys can show up and come to it, it's something that you're never going to forget. And it's $60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we do 7 containers of water. Normally people get gallon waters. Some people get on with less, and they regret that they didn't have a whole gallon because their body really wants the water. And it's designed just for you. You take the water sequentially, because that's the way it's designed. So each container of water builds upon the last one. And it has special light codes in it just personally for you. So we'll bring in one more energy before we sign off. I think we have till 8 after the hour here. That's what Don said. So we're going to bring in the creation lightship energy into your room here. And this is the pure divine energy that created you. So it's going to be coming in here. It'll come in through the light beam. Open your heart up, because this is what's created you. They know all about you, and they're here to do some healing with you. So here comes this beautiful energy. And for me, it feels perfectly normal because I'm used to it, because that's where I live. When I'm not here, I'm there all the time. So here we go. We'll put another song on for you to enjoy, and we'll be signing off in a few minutes here. getting ready to sign off here. So I would really enjoy having an email from all of you. So if you'd like to do that, just scroll down a couple inches below the light beam here and just click on where it says email and let me know of your experience tonight. I really enjoy reading them. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is going to be on Friday. It's an hour show. And then Saturday is a very special show, having the light beings come forth to do the healings on the light ship. And you'll be able to sample these different energies here. And like I said, my conference calls that I have Monday and Friday are only $20 for an hour creation light ship healing session. You're on the light ship for the whole hour. And I'll be signing off now. So blessings to all of you. And we'll see you possibly on Friday. So blessings. And good night.
Blessings and good night to all of you. And remember, the light being on your screen will be active for yet another half an hour if you'd like to sit with this energy for a little longer. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Good night.
Hey, good night, everyone.